Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。今晚我们继续阅读《维尼的铺》小熊维尼原版故事书。今天我们阅读第十章，也是本书的最后一章的内容。你们还记得在上一章里，小熊维尼铺很勇敢地从大水里救出了小猪 Piglet 吗？在今天的故事里，Christopher Robin 要给 Pooh 办一场盛大的派对，他邀请了森林里所有的小朋友们。最后 Pooh 收到了一件非常特别，他非常非常喜欢的礼物，到底是什么呢？我们一起来读一读今天的故事吧。 Winnie the Pooh Written by A.A. Milton Chapter 10, in which Christopher Robin gives a poo party and we say goodbye. One day, when the sun had come back over the forest, bringing with it the scent of May, and all the streams of the forest were tinkling happily to find themselves their own pretty shape again,And the little Poohs lay dreaming of the life they had seen and the big things they had done. And in the warmth and quiet of the forest, the cuckoo was trying over his voice carefully and listening to see if he liked it. And wood pigeons were complaining gently to themselves in the lazy, comfortable way that it was the other fellow's fault.But it didn't matter very much. On such a day as this, Christopher Robin whistled in a special way he had. An owl came flying out of 100-acre wood to see what was wanted. Owl, said Christopher Robin, I am going to give a party.
You are you?
said Owl.
And it's to be a special sort of party, because it's because of what Pooh did when he did what he did to save Piglet from the flood.
Oh, that's what it's for, is it?
said Owl.
Yes, so we'll tell Pooh as quickly as you can, and all the others,Because it will be tomorrow.
Oh, it will it? said Owl, still being as helpful as possible.
So we'll go and tell them, Owl?
Owl tried to think of something very wise to say, but couldn't. So he flew off to tell the others. And the first person he told was Pooh.
Pooh, he said, Christopher Robin is giving a party.
Pooh, said Pooh,
and then seeing that Owl expected him to say something else, he said,
Will there be those little cake things with pink sugar icing?
Owl felt that it was rather beneath him to talk about little cake things with pink sugar icing. So he told Pooh exactly what Christopher Robin had said and flew off to Eel.
Party for me, thought Pooh to himself. How grand!
And he began to wonder if all the other animals would know that it was a special party. And if Christopher Robin had told them about the floating bear and the brain of Pooh, and all the wonderful ships he had invented and sailed on. And he began to think how awful it would be if everybody had forgotten about it.
and nobody quite knew what the party was for. And the more he thought like this, the more the party got muddled in his mind, like a dream when nothing goes right. And the dream began to sing itself over in his head until it became a sort of song. It was an anxious Pooh song. Three cheers for Pooh.
For who?
For Pooh.
Why, what did he do?
I thought you knew. He saved his friend from a wetting. Three cheers for Bear.
For where?
For Bear. He couldn't swim, but he rescued him.
He rescued who?
Oh, listen, do. I am talking of Pooh.
Of who?
Of Pooh.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
Well, Pooh was a bear of enormous brain.
Just say it again.
Of enormous brain.
Of enormous what?
Well, he ate a lot, and I don't know if he could swim or not. But he managed to float on a sort of boat.
On a sort of what?
Well, a sort of pot. So now let's give him three hearty cheers.
So now let's give him three hearty witches.
And hope he'll be with us for ears and ears, and grow in health and wisdom and riches. Three cheers for Pooh.
For who?
For Pooh. Three cheers for Bear.
For where?
For Bear. Three cheers for the wonderful Winnie the Pooh.
Just tell me, somebody, what did he do?
Well, this was going on inside him. Owl was talking to Eel.
Eel?
Said Owl.
Christopher Robin is giving a party.
Very interesting, said Eel. I suppose they will be sending me down the old bits which got trodden on. Kind and thoughtful. Not at all. Don't mention it.
There is an invitation for you.
What's that like?
An invitation.
Yes, I heard you. Who dropped it?
This isn't anything to eat. It's asking you to the party tomorrow.
Eo shook his head slowly. You mean Piglet? The little fellow with the excited ears. That's Piglet. I'll tell him.
No, no,
said Owl, getting quite fussy. It's you. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Christopher Robin said, all of them. Tell all of them.
All of them except Eel?
All of them, said Owl sulkily.
Ah, said Eel. A mistake. No doubt, but still, I shall come. Only don't blame me if it rains. But it didn't rain. Christopher Robin had made a long table out of some long pieces of wood, and they all sat around it. Christopher Robin sat on one end, and Pooh sat on the other, and between them on one side were Owl and Eel and Piglet, and between them on the other side were Rabbit and Roo and Kanga. And all Rabbit's friends and relations spread themselves about on the grass and waited hopefully in case anybody spoke to them or dropped anything or asked them the time. It was the first party to which Roo had ever been, and he was very excited. As soon as ever
they had sat down, he began to talk.
"Hello, Pooh," he squeaked.
"Hello, Roo," said Pooh.
Roo jumped up and down in the seat for a little while and then began again.
"Hello, Piglet,"
he squeaked. Piglet waved a paw at him, being too busy to say anything.
"Hello, Eel,"
said Roo. Eel nodded gloomily at him.
"It will rain soon. You see if it doesn't," he said. Roo looked to see if it didn't, and it didn't, so he said,
"Hello, Owl."
And Owl said, "Hello, my little fellow," in a kindly way, and went on telling Christopher Robin about an accident which had nearly happened to a friend of his whom Christopher Robin didn't know. And a Kanga said to Roo, "Drink up your milk first, dear, and talk afterwards." So Roo, who was drinking his milk, tried to say that he could do both at once, and had to be patted on the back and dried for quite a long time afterwards. When they had all nearly eaten enough, Christopher Robin banged on the table with his spoon, and everybody stopped talking and was very silent, except Roo, who was just finishing a loud attack of hiccups and trying to look as if it was one of Robert's relations.
"This party," said Christopher Robin, "is a party because of what someone did, and we all know who it was, and it's his party because of what he did, and I've got a present for him, and here it is." Then he felt about a little and whispered, "Where is it?"
While he was looking, Eel coughed in an impressive way and began to speak.
"Friends," he said, "including oddments, it is a great pleasure. Or perhaps I had better say it has been a pleasure so far to see you at my party. What I did was nothing. Any of you, except Rabbit and Owl and Kanga, would have done the same. Oh, and Pooh, my remarks do not, of course, apply to Piglet and Roo, because they are too small. Any of you would have done the same. But it just happened to be me. It was not, I need hardly say, within idea of getting what Christopher Robin is looking for now." And he put his front leg to his mouth and said in a loud whisper, "Try under the table." "That I did what I did, but because I felt that we should all do what we can to help. I felt that we should all..."
"Hup!" said Roo accidentally.
"Roo dear," said Kanga reproachfully.
"Was it me?"
asked Roo, a little surprised.
"What's Eel talking about?"
Piglet whispered to Pooh.
"I don't know," said Pooh rather doubtfully.
"I thought this was your party."
"I thought it was once,
but I suppose it isn't. I'd sooner it was yours than Eel's," said Piglet.
"So would I," said Pooh.
"Hiccup!"
said Roo again.
"As I was saying," said Eel loudly and sternly, "as I was saying when I was interrupted by various loud sounds, I felt that..."
"Here it is," cried Christopher Robin excitedly.
"Pass it down to silly old Pooh. It's for Pooh."
"For Pooh?" said Eel.
"Of course it is,"
the best bear in all the world.
I might have known, said Ear. After all, one can't complain. I have my friends. Somebody spoke to me only yesterday, and was it last week or the week before that rabbit bumped into me and said, Bother? The social round, always something going on.
Nobody was listening, for they were all saying,
Open it, Pooh! What is it, Pooh?
I know what is it. No, you don't.
And other helpful remarks of this sort.
And of course, Pooh was opening it as quickly as ever he could, but without cutting the string, because you never know when a bit of string might be useful. At last, it was undone. When Pooh saw what it was, he nearly fell down. He was so pleased. It was a special pencil case. There were pencils in it marked B for bear, and pencils marked HB for helping bear, and pencils marked BB for brave bear. There was a knife for sharpening the pencils, and India rubber for rubbing out anything which you had spelt wrong, and a ruler for ruling lines for the words to walk on, and inches marked on the ruler, so in case you wanted to know how many inches anything was. And blue pencils, and red pencils, and green pencils for saying special things in blue, and red, and green. And all these lovely things were in little pockets of their own in a special case which shut with a click when you clicked it. And they were all for Pooh.
Oh, said Pooh.
Oh, Pooh, said everybody else except Eo.
Thank you, growled Pooh.
But Eo was saying to himself, This writing business, pencils and whatnot, overrated. If you ask me, silly stuff, nothing in it. Later on, when they had all said goodbye and thank you to Christopher Robin, Pooh and Piglet walked home thoughtfully together in the golden evening. Now for a long time, they were silent.
When you wake up in the morning, Pooh, said Piglet at last, what's the first thing you say to yourself?
What's for breakfast? Said Pooh. What do you say, Piglet?
I say, I wonder what's going to happen exciting today, said Piglet.
Pooh nodded thoughtfully.
It's the same thing, he said.
And what did happen? Asked Christopher Robin.
When?
Next morning.
I don't know.
Could you think and tell me and Pooh sometime?
If you wanted it very much.
Pooh does,
said Christopher Robin. He gave a deep sigh, picked his bear up by the leg, and walked off to the door, trailing Winnie the Pooh behind him. At the door, he turned and said,
Coming to see me have my bath?
I might, I said.
Was Pooh's pencil case any better than mine?
It was just the same, I said. He nodded and went out. And in a moment, I heard Winnie the Pooh, bump, 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 going up the stairs behind him. 好啦，我们今天的故事就读完了。Winnie the Pooh 整一本书我们也读完了。
你们喜欢这最后的故事吗？来试试回答下面的问题。第一， Christopher Robin 为什么要为 Pooh 开这个派对呢？第二，你还记得都有谁参加了派对吗？第三， Pooh 得到了什么礼物呢？把你们的答案留言在下面，或用语音的方式发送给 Luna。 别忘了关注不知不觉读完一本书微信公众号，在绘本馆的菜单下可以查看故事的原文。好了，我们下一期阅读新的故事书再见吧。 Good night and sweet dreams.